I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Last year, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission released a study showing that reports of age discrimination at work are on the rise. Older workers have to contend with increased automation and the perception that they are not tech literate, especially if a company culture skews younger. But they've also had to contend with the fact that online job ads, like every other kind of ad, are now being targeted to certain kinds of people. And the EEOC recently ruled that certain companies using targeted job ads on Facebook violated civil rights law by restricting those ads based on age. Ariana Tobin is an engagement editor and reporter for ProPublica, and she's been reporting on this issue for some time now. Ariana, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you've been covering targeted ads on Facebook since 2017, and particularly the discrimination that comes along with that. And we know that advertisers can say, okay, we want to send that ad to Ariana. But how do you know if there isn't an ad being shown to you?
Well, that is the issue, is that you don't know what you don't see on Facebook. So a few years before I got to ProPublica, some of my very smart colleagues, Julia Engwin and Terry Paris Jr., and a lot of really smart tech reporters, decided to go into the back end of the place where advertisers can actually buy those creepy ads that follow you around Facebook and try to sell you the same pair of shoes 100 times, and to see what options, like, people were literally clicking on. You know, what kind of interests do you have, how old you are, whether or not you have a wheelchair, whether or not you are particularly interested in a certain kind of religious text because you are, in fact, that religion. And what they realized was that not only could you target based on those categories, you could also leave people out based on those categories. And they also knew that there is a specific set of civil rights laws that are meant to protect certain kind of opportunities. So those are housing and credit and employment. And they decided to try to buy some ads that would specifically break the law just to see if Facebook would let you do it. Turned out, Facebook let you exclude in all different kinds of ways. So you could buy a housing ad that wouldn't show up for Black people. You could put up a job ad that wouldn't show up to women. And then at that point, we wanted to figure out whether or not only did advertisers have this option to be able to buy discriminatory ads, but whether or not people were actually doing it.
Now, with this particular issue with age discriminatory ads, ads that were targeted to not be shown to people of a certain age, what types of companies did you find were doing that?
We found examples from lots of different kinds of companies. Companies ranging from tiny little sandwich shops to Uber, and companies like Capital One, Amazon, even Facebook itself. All of these big employers, small employers that had made those choices in choosing which job opportunities to advertise.
The federal government has gotten involved here. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission recently released a ruling on what they were doing. What did it say and what does it mean for Facebook?
Yes. So the federal government has come out on the subject. They have experts at the time told us they thought this was illegal. And then last week, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission ruled that, yes, it is in fact a violation of civil rights law to take out advertisements that exclude by protected characteristics when you're advertising a job opportunity.
So, Ariana, sometimes the criticism is, so what? I mean, these big companies are doing it. So does it really matter? I mean, do you think this EEOC ruling will actually have any teeth?
So Facebook has had to make a lot of changes. They've had to take away a lot of those options that employers could use to discriminate. So now if you or I wanted to go and advertise a job at ProPublica or at The Takeaway, we wouldn't be able to choose based on age or gender. You actually don't have those options in front of you anymore. So in that sense, this pushback at least has had some teeth. Whether or not you can credit that directly to the federal government is kind of an open question. What's especially interesting about this EEOC batch of decisions is that it's the first time it's actually not just about Facebook. It's about the people who had all of Facebook's tools in front of them and chose to use them in these ways. So it's specific companies being called out and basically saying, you know, you're on the line for this too.
This was a crowdsourcing project where, as you said, you heard from a lot of people who thought they were victims of age discrimination. When you came out with the results of your work, what was the reaction? I mean, did people finally say, oh, yes, this validates what I was thinking. I knew it all along. Or what happened?
So we've heard from thousands of people who think that they have been discriminated against based on age, but it's so hard to prove. And there isn't an incredibly strong precedent of those protections working for people. So in this case, you know, we had this email list of 1,000 people. And when we found these ads that specifically said you can't see this if you're over 40, I think, of course, people were outraged and they were upset. But on some level, they were also validated. Like a bunch of people who I talked to would write back and say, it's actually kind of a relief to know that this isn't just in my head.
When we're talking about the law and the federal government's law protecting employers, we're talking about people over the age of 40.
Yes. It's people over the age of 40, and setting any kind of age cap in a digital discrimination law that so far seems to be what the EEOC actually does believe is illegal.
You've also done a lot of reporting on age discrimination more broadly. I mean, is there a connection between this type of digital discrimination and more traditional age discrimination, again, for employees over 40 that you see companies engaging in?
There's definitely a connection in people's lives. That experience that we were talking about before of thinking there's something out there and not quite being able to prove it. A lot of people, what they'll write in to us to say is, I've submitted my resume to thousands of places and I never heard back. I just have to think that there's something out there that either I don't know or that I do know but can't prove even in my own personal life. I think age discrimination, as more of our reporting has found, and it's so real. Like, it's so real. It's so present. It's so hard for people who planned a career one way and haven't had it play out in a way that lets them support their families or retire or collect the kinds of benefits that they had been, frankly, basing the entire end of their lives around. And so I think that feeling of, I can't find a new job when I need one, it makes everyone feel like what they have now is that much more tenuous and that much more insecure.
Powerful stuff. I've been speaking with Arianna Tobin, engagement editor and reporter for ProPublica. Arianna, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.